Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberdi. Talking to various people around the county in my day-to-day travels, it seems that few people are swimming in cash and many are having a hard time paying all these high prices we're seeing from our ongoing inflation. Despite what I'm hearing, however, how is it that when I go down to the super mall down the hill, the parking lot is full and people seem to be spending money like crazy? Add to that the giddy news reporters on CNBC News Channel telling me almost daily that consumer spending is robust and discretionary items like fancy sneakers and high-end sportswear and others don't have to have items are selling like crazy and that the economy is looking fine. Aren't interest rates at decade highs and the price of food and energy and everything else going through the roof? The answer to those questions are yes. So if prices are high and interest rates are high, making credit card use more costly, where and how are all these people getting all this money they're spending? I have to admit it is perplexing, but there are always reasons for everything. I will continue to lean into my past prognostications that massive COVID handouts to address the worldwide shutdowns amounted to trillions of dollars, and trillions of dollars is a heck of a lot of money and goes a long way in propelling the ongoing spending we continue to see. I also continue to believe we're coming to the end of that money, and the economic statistics seem to bear that out. The unemployment rate is rising and has been for about a year in a stair-step upward pattern. Meanwhile, new job hires are also on the rise. The question then becomes, how can the unemployment rate be rising as more and more people are being hired? The answer to that may be those COVID savings are finally running out, forcing people back into the workforce. Additionally, inflation is making it harder for people to make ends meet, forcing them back to work, and perhaps even doubling up on the jobs to pay the bills. Whereas a spike in new hires might be taken by the Federal Reserve that the economy is improving, it could be inflation is making life more difficult. McDonald's, among other low-income providers, have reported slowing sales in recent months. The mainstream media has been calling the economy robust and the consumer resilient for the last year and a half or so, as the stock market has also rocketed higher. But I think the news media has been a little bit premature in assessing the true condition of the American consumer based on their continued spending of those lavish COVID handouts. Simply put, savings are finally running out, and inflation has been relentless. It's a double whammy that could be starting to show up in the slowdown of consumer spending. That subsequently now might bleed over to the stock markets. It's only a matter of time before the irresistible force met the supposedly immovable object, which was thought to be consumer spending, and now the two have collided. Could it be what was thought to be the immovable consumer and his robust spending over the last few years is finally being forced into remission? With savings dwindling and consumer prices still on the rise, if inflation continues to plague the economy, the feds will be in a box of their own making. On one hand, they will have to keep interest rates high in an attempt to harness inflation, and on the other hand, as the consumer spirals further into the unaffordability trap of higher and higher prices, those very actions of the Federal Reserve to stamp out inflation will cause even more hardship to that very same consumer. The only saving grace, at least temporarily, is that this year is an election year, and that usually means more spending by Washington to improve economic conditions. More spending, however, will help this year in 2024, but will likely make for an even bigger inflationary fire in 2025. Unfortunately, there are no easy answers. Remember, today's newscast expresses my opinion only, is not meant as investment advice or the recommendation to buy or sell any securities, nor the opinion of this media outlet, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors 1979 and California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberdi.